It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you into the coach's conversation here on MTCS Cougar Corner. And Coach Brian Stewart is live on location somewhere. Coach, where in the world are you this morning?
Hey, beautiful Chapel Hill. Come on down and join us.
What is going on in Chapel Hill? If you're there, there's no telling.
We got football, cheerleaders, concession stands. Well, hey, the mud bog is not going on today, or the tractor. What do they have? The big tractor pull over here. I'm standing close to it. But I just watched the flag football game, and I'm watching Division I play. And so, hey, it's football Saturday all over. I've never seen so much orange and white. And, you know, I can't tell if it's just all MTCS or if it's the Tennessee faithful today waiting to get a bite of those gators.
Well, tell me about this flag football and what's going on there. Is this all part of your youth program?
Yes, absolutely. It's a great league. I mean, you know, last week we were over in Flintville. All four teams won, and today we're at Forest. Next week I think we're at home on next Saturday. But it's just, I'm telling you, I'm looking across. Forest has, it looks like, 30 cheerleaders. It looks like they got about 30-something football players. I mean, and on our side, same likewise. I mean, it's just a great afternoon of good, clean football. The Rockets just stuck one in. It is 6-0.
Does this make you feel like, though, Coach, that this is why you do what you do and you're at such a great place, because you've got these programs for the younger kids and for the middle school and the high school kids, but you're seeing the future Cougars years down the road?
No doubt. No doubt. It's great to our flag team won 26-0, and you got the coaches walking up and saying, hey, Coach, they said, man, look at this future coming up. And it is good, clean fun to watch these kids out here, and they're having a great time. And that's the thing I try to tell our kids on Friday night. Hey, it's about having fun. It's about letting your hair down and just going out there. I mean, I know it's a certain level of seriousness, but if you're not having fun out there, I mean, it's just, you're taking away from an experience. And watching these little kids out here just playing and watching these parents cheering and the cheerleaders jumping up and down, I mean, this is what it's all about. This is the, you know, the Bible talks about a child and how innocent they are. Well, here it is. I mean, we got the innocence of these kids out here just playing this game, and you play games for fun. And Friday nights are a lot of fun. Even though when you get beat 53-7 like we did last night, there is some fun involved in it.
Well, you have to teach these kids not only just the game of football, but to I guess, lay in their hearts a desire to want to play what is a very physical game.
Absolutely, and that's so true. And you know, here's the thing. When, you know, I think football is 7 years old now at Middle Tennessee Christian School, and a lot of these kids, I mean, some of them grew up, but if you've never played the game before, and it's just like us, I mean, we've got some kids out there that played soccer and they played other sports but never played football, and getting used to the physicality that's involved, and, you know, that's something, I'll say this, Moore County, they were physical. They were a team that, I mean, every play, and I told our kids, I said, we've got to learn to play at a high level of speed. And we kind of sometimes just kind of, we were in the right place a lot of times, but yet the level of speed that we play at is not where it needs to be. Last week I thought it kind of, we played at a better level, but we're still learning to play at a high level of intensity. And when we do that, we're a better football team. You know, we had four starters out last night, and we had a couple of kids. I mean, at one time we looked on the field, there was one senior on defense, the rest of them were freshmen, sophomores. And when you're going up against a team like Moore County, who has the athletes that they do, and, I mean, they come off the football, and they run, I call it the sling tee. I mean, they the guards, and they're pulling both guards just about every time, or at least one of them. And if you are under center, it's a wing tee. But when you're in your shotgun, you call it the sling tee. And Coach Smith, they do a tremendous job. And their kids play fast. They're very physical. And it gives you a lot of fits if you don't, you know, you got to get lined up right first and foremost. But at the same time, you've got to have the gap integrity to be able to make guys run east and west. And we didn't do a good enough job last night of making guys run east and west.
Coach Brian Stewart joining us. And, Coach, when you have a situation like what you're talking about there, you have kids in the right places, but the other team may have bigger, stronger, faster players. That's a lot. That's a challenge to overcome, isn't it?
It is. I had a kid last night, freshman Nick Merritt, and he's going to be a great football player. He's played linebacker, and he had an injury, and he come back. Well, last night he had to step in and play defensive end for us. And, a couple of times, he sticks his nose in there, squeezes it, and does a good job, but there's a couple of times he gets washed down. But I said, that guy in front of you is a junior or senior. I said, he's physically stronger. I said, now, you've got to compensate that. I said, we may have to attack and cut his legs and cut him, lay him on the ground. I said, make a pile, make a wad. I said, we've got to shut down the run. Well, he does that a couple of times, and hey, we make plays in the backfield. And getting kids to understand, hey, I'm not quite ready yet to go in and just take a guy on and be physical and hit him in the mouth. I've got to take him on, and we call it grabbing grass and staying low. And you've got to do what you're capable of doing to be able to make people do something different. And we just couldn't do enough to make them, go away from what they normally do. There were moments where we did do our job to, as far as making them run east and west, and we made plays. But then there were other moments where we didn't. And, we just didn't have a great night offensively. Had a good plan coming in, but just couldn't execute a few things. We had a great one. They were up 19-0, and I thought we had a tremendous drive. Drove at the length of the field and scored. And, when you see that, what your kids are capable of, and they feel that as well. But we just couldn't put enough of those together.
Brian Stewart joining us here this morning. Coach, we got down 19-0 last night, but on that drive, Hoffbauer to Oakley, and came away with the first points against them, 19-7. And have to feel pretty good about the kids not saying, here we go again.
Oh, absolutely. And, even though, it's just like halftime. It's 32-7. We come out, we kick the football off, and guy makes one cut. We usually squib it every time, and our kicker did a good job. He kind of corner kicked it, kind of got it all the way in the corner. We all kind of descend on him, but we missed a couple of tackles. And he's a great running back, and he takes it to the house. Well, they kick off to us, we get the football, and we are on a third down play. We got the guy at the chain, the ball. He goes down to make the catch. Well, it bounces off of him, goes up in the air and floats. They pick it off and take it in for a touchdown. So you got 14 points in a matter of about 2 minutes. And so now all of a sudden, 32-7 at halftime becomes whatever that is. And, it's tough to get out there and get kids to play at a high level then when they know it's kind of over with and the clock's running continuously. And that we're still learning and we're still trying to get better, and that's what you're trying to take away from it. Because, we got 5 football games left and a lot of district games. And if we go out and we can put together the effort that we gave last week against Cosby and we put together some drives, we're not playing the best team in the district anymore. Moore County, I feel like, is probably the best team. Who knows? We just got to go out and compete, see what we can come up with.
Well, Coach, we've been kind of talking to all the coaches this morning about the midseason mark. And, of course, you've got 5 games left. You're obviously not where you want to be, but you still have some chances down the road to get to where you could be and build on the future.
Absolutely. I would love to say, who knows, can you win 5 games, go 5-5? I don't know if that's possible for us, but I know this. We have a great opportunity to go out and win some football games in these last 5. If we can, this week off is going to help us get healthy. We had some guys out with, some injuries, and I hope we're going to get those guys back in the next couple of weeks. They're going to be difference makers for us. We come back with community week after next, and I know they played a great football game, and I know they're better than they were last year, but we are too. And we're looking forward to it. I'm telling you, I believe in our kids, and I believe they're getting better. I believe they're working hard. And, I'm telling you, it's just, I tell people, and I know it's hard for some people maybe to believe, I see our kids every day, and I see their mentality and the way they come to work at practice. And, we had a great week of practice. Even though we had kids out and we had new faces in there, I thought we had a good week. But, we just got to get it where it transcends into Friday night. We got to go out there and we got to play 4 quarters of football.
Well, you talk about that, and a lot of the work that shows on Friday night does come in the practice during the week, and you've stressed this on the show several times that you got to play all four quarters, and I don't know, I didn't get to really feeling from you that you have gotten that four quarters of football in every game consistently.
No, I mean, we haven't done every game. I mean, I told our kids at halftime, I said, I think you're playing hard. I said, I think you're giving great effort. We are in a position, I know defensively, we were in a position to make a lot of tackles, and we just didn't make it. Now, are we just not, you know, are they just physically that much better than we are? I mean, because I got guys that's got their hands on people, and we can't tackle them. We're there. We have made them alter which way they're going, and we can't make the tackles. And so we just got to get better at making the play. You know, offensively, I didn't think we'd come out. I thought we played hard, but I didn't think we played as fast. Last week at Cosby, I mean, we came out the gate, I mean, and we looked like we were running downhill. And, I mean, it was just fun to watch those kids. And then when you score early and you cause a fumble and you have some excitement, and I talk about that adrenaline rush, I talk about how somebody makes a big play or somebody does something special and how it gets everybody else excited. In this game, you got to play with some passion. And sometimes I just feel like we lack a little bit of that passion. And we got to learn to let our hair down and have fun, just like these little kids out here. Have fun. Play and be loud and be excited and jump up and chest butt somebody. But sometimes we just kind of think, well, we got to be quiet and just play this football game. And that ain't it. Man, we got to get active.
We were talking to Brian Stewart this morning, and Coach, you talk about the off week, a chance to heal up, but I guess a chance to kind of sit down and do a midseason report card and talk about here's where we were, here's where we are, and now here's where we want to be.
No doubt about it. You know, it's like I told our kids, I mean, we do what we do, we play, you know, we tweak some things and we do a few things differently, and we're going to get a chance to go in and watch our film Monday and see our mistakes and see the things that we got to improve upon. But take some time this week, give them a couple of days off, let them heal up, keep our feet underneath us, stay in shape, but at the same time, give them some time to heal. You know, give those bumps and bruises, those knees, those backs, get those healed up, and then, you know, we got 2 weeks to plan for community, so that's good. So we can go out, we can work that game plan and have it in line. So, you know, we hadn't played a home game since week two. So we're excited to be at home in 2 weeks and have a great crowd and go out. And what a great opportunity for us to come out and have a district win right off the bat against community. I mean, and that's something, you talk about having, it's a must win. I mean, we just need a win. We need it for our kids to feel good about the work that they're doing. I asked him last night before the game, I said, how good did you feel last Friday night when you left college? And they said, Coach, we felt great, and we didn't even win a football game. But they knew that they had played at a level that was acceptable, not only just to me, but just to them, acceptable to them as players, knowing that they gave their best effort. So let's go out and give that same great effort. And when we get a win, who knows what that could do for us. I mean, especially last year we got a win in week 9. Well, let's get this win right here in week 6. And then we've got 4 more games left. Who knows? Hey, I think if you win 4 games, you're in the playoffs. I think if you get 4 wins, we'll be in. And that would be outstanding for our kids.
Coach, I know that you're going to enjoy the week and do some work and things of that nature next Saturday morning. I think you've lined up a couple of great guests for us, too.
I hope so. They were supposed to send me an email last night, but I think Coach Beasley's going to come in and talk about volleyball, and if not, I'm going to get some of these, I don't know, we may get soccer to come in, we get Coach Gilman to come in and talk, but if we can't, hey, we can always find something to talk about.
Well, I'm sure. Well, we'll just wait on next week's Cougar Corner. Looks like a lot of exciting stuff to talk about, a lot of great things going on.
Absolutely.
Well, we hope to do that. I know we've got a lot of volleyball to talk about from this week and soccer and golf and such. So, Coach, we're going to get to that scoreboard and appreciate you joining us and spending some time with us this morning. And good luck there in the youth football today.
You got it. Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Appreciate you. Brian Stewart joining us, MTCS Cougar Corner here on WGNS. We are going to jump into that scoreboard right here from Miss Judy Coates. The scoreboard for this week in high school volleyball, they played a bunch. JV versus Tullahoma Christian School, win there 25-17, 25-16. And on Monday as well in the varsity game, they also won in three sets, 25-13, 25-14, 25-10. Abby Little led the way with four blocks, and Rachel Mullen, 10 assists in that game. Devin Welker with nine assists and 11 kills. On Tuesday, the 11th, versus the community JV, a 25-17, 25-23 win. And on Tuesday as well, in varsity versus community, they lost in four, 17-25, 25-22, 14-25, and 17-25. Rachel Mullen had 15 assists, and Devin Welker, 16 assists and 10 kills in the game. On Thursday, versus Fayetteville Christian, or Fayetteville School, rather, varsity there, a win 25-4, 25-15, 25-20. Abby Little led the way with 10 aces, 20 serve points, and two blocks. Rachel Mullen had 23 assists in the game as well. In golf on Monday, a loss to Cascade, 193-146. Baron Corley, shot a 43. Ian Harper, a 52. And Trey Lalish, a 50. In high school soccer this week, on Tuesday, a 4-1 win over Marshall County, and a 3-3 tie on Thursday versus Summit out of Sumner County. In junior high football, a big 34-0 thumping of community. So got some future footballers right there coming up the way. Junior high football, a 34-0 win. In junior high volleyball on Monday, a win over Spring Hill, 25-22, 25-14. And on Monday versus Eagleville, they lost in volleyball 25-10, 25-15 in junior high volleyball. And on Tuesday, the 11th, versus Grace Christian, they lost in three sets as well. Junior high girls soccer from Thursday versus Ezel Harding, they lost 4-0. Junior high tennis Monday versus Blackman Middle, a win there. And on Wednesday, they won 11 of 12 matches versus Stewart's Creek. So congrats to them. Here is the schedule for the week ahead. On Monday, junior high girls soccer versus David Lipscomb. On Tuesday, it's volleyball, junior high volleyball versus Franklin Classical. High school girls soccer versus Forest on Tuesday, and high school volleyball at Eagleville. All of that Tuesday. On Thursday, golf will take on Cascade and Central. It's high school girls soccer at Cascade on Thursday, high school volleyball at Lancaster Christian up the road in Smyrna, and in junior high volleyball, they will host Forest. That is this Thursday. Friday, the tennis, middle school tennis team will take on Siegel Middle School this Friday. Again, no football this Friday night, varsity football, as they are off this Friday. And on Saturday, cross country will be at the Sharp Springs Invitational next week. The junior high girls soccer will be at the Middle Tennessee Premier Girls Soccer League Tournament. And elementary league football will take on community over at MTCS this coming Saturday. So that is a look at your Cougar Corner scoreboard. We like to call it our Judy Coates scoreboard because she puts a lot of hard work in. All of that I read is because Miss Judy made it happen, and we appreciate that. All right, look ahead briefly. We've got Raider football this afternoon, 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Memphis as the Raiders take on the Tigers today. Next Monday night, the Ideas Tees primetime sports scene from Gondolier Restaurant. We'll talk about the weekend that was in football, high school, college, and pro. Next Friday night, we will be at the Siegel High School, home of the Stars, as they have the homecoming opponent coming in, Ravenwood. That'll be a 6 o'clock pregame for us and 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday night on State Farm Prep Football. That's going to do it here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Don't forget a big birthday, or not birthday, but it's kind of like a birthday, cake and ice cream tomorrow. They're celebrating the fact that they have won the Besties for the last 2 years in a row, Best Meet in Three, and voted by MTSU students Best Meet in Three. They'll be doing that celebration tomorrow and Thursday. Get your game face on and get over here for burgers and brats and their new sports menu. And you can still get the traditional meat and three, but adding to the menu here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant this this Thursday. So I hope you'll come on by and visit with Ricky Turner and the folks. And that's going to do it for MTCS Cougar Corner. For all of the coaches this morning and for John Dinkins, I'm Brian Barrett. Our thanks to Zach Troutman back at the station. We will see you back here next Saturday morning for another edition of Cougar Corner. Have a great weekend.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS. E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.